This is a Collider.com audio interview.
How are you?
Good, yourself?
Everyone get a candy?
Oh.
Okay, who's the old school one with the
that one's old too.
Yeah, but it has a pop-up and that's a micro cassette. You guys, come on. Best Buy. What's this, $129? The wave of the future.
And it is quite good.
Yes. Converts to an MP3. You know what an MP3 file is?
Yeah.
Come on. It's all in good fun.
Online.
So, what was your rock star fantasy?
My rock star fantasy was, one thing I love about metal is, like, it's just the sheer showmanship. You know, I grew up, when I was a kid, I discovered Queen when I was, like, 12 years old, and I just loved Freddie Mercury. Mm-hmm. And just that kind of, you know, balls out, just kind of, like, show, you know, performance of rock and roll. You know, in every kind of decade, rock and roll starts to get very serious and navel-gazing and kind of self-serious and... Every once in a while, it kind of needs a kick in the pants. And then it goes too far, and it needs to kind of get serious again. Like, you know, seriously, the hair metal thing is a little bit
much. You went to any of those bands at all?
I wasn't. You know, I skipped that. I love classic metal, and I grew up listening to a lot of classic rock, and I loved AC/DC and Black Sabbath and Led Zeppelin. But as soon as it started to get girly, as soon as they were wearing women's blouses and, and eyeliner and mascara... Guy liner, I call it.
Right.
As soon as it went there, it kind of lost me, and I was kind of more going for, like, the Clash and Elvis Costello and, you know, some other more punk stuff.
So you are late.
You are so late. Don't tell him my answers to the first couple of questions.
Was your performance more inspired drumming in the nude?
Well, anytime I can show my body to comedic effect, my body has been making women laugh for the last 20 years, and I'm happy to continue to oblige.
I see you did it last night on the MTV Movie Awards, too.
Yes, anytime I can. Look, I got two pads.
So how tough was it to learn drumming,
actually?
Here
you go. You want a pad?
No, I'm okay with it. Sure, why not?
How tough was it to learn drumming?
Yeah.
I took drum lessons with this guy named Stuart Johnson, who's been in a lot of bands, and we got to work for a couple of weeks before I went up to Toronto, and just really, he was playing me like Zeppelin and White Stripes and kind of a lot of real basic drum beats, and so we worked on a lot of basic drumming, but then he also, like, really coached me on... the specifics of heavy metal drumming, which is a whole art form to itself.
Did you also watch any, like, old
videos? Watched a lot of YouTube videos. Yeah, we had the computer out there in the garage where the drum set was, and we would check out Poison or Rat or Cinderella or any of the bands and kind of look at what the drummers are doing. So it's a lot of stick tricks, you know. I don't know if I can...
The twirling thing?
Yeah. Hit him in the head. So a lot of that and a lot of, you know, the metal drummer is all about, like, you know, getting the audience involved and, like, kicking ass with the audience and, like, you know, getting them involved and, you know, into the music and pumping them up and stuff like that. So
did you play Guitar Hero at all or anything like that, any of the video?
You know, that's kind of passed me by, although we played it in the movie a little bit, Rock Band. I haven't really done so much of that.
Did you go to any live concerts for inspiration?
Yeah, we went to see Rush. There weren't really any metal bands playing at the time when we were shooting in Toronto, and we certainly didn't have time. We're shooting 6 days a week, but went to play Rush and got to hang out with Neil Peart and got to actually play his drum set. So that was a pretty rare privilege.
Did you base it on any rock star or story?
No, you know, it's just his own character. Because, you know, it's not so much about the rock star. I mean, the movie's really a coming-of-age story. The way I thought of it is a coming-of-age story for this guy who's 40 years old and finally gets to grow up, you know. So it was really about the character of Fish. But, you know, all that drumming really informed the character, because there's something about a drummer that they just, like, they just pound on something first and ask questions later. You know, they're just there's a kind of an idiocy to the rock drummer. I mean, they're just you're kind of has to be. You're like just a big baboon in the corner pounding on things. You know, so that and the wig, like, just really informed, you know, who this guy was.
Did you have any input into how you looked? I must have talked about that.
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about it a lot. I mean, for a while I was fighting to have, like, a mustache, and, we talked about, like, whether he should have when he should have short hair, and when how long he should wear the ponytail, and we really wanted that one thing, which is when he starts to rock out, like he takes the ponytail and lets the hair come down, literally. And like that's kind of when the movie starts, like when he gets to play prom and he literally lets his hair down, you know, and shakes it out in the hallway. That's when the movie kind of kicks into gear, and that's kind of the metaphor.
How many of the stunts did you do on your own?
I think I did most all of them.
You got hit in the head a lot.
Crotch, yeah, a lot.
Injuries or...
I think the tumbling into the drum set backwards, I think that was a stunt guy. I think that was about it. Yeah.
Any injuries suffered?
What's that?
On the car. Don't you get on a jump on the car?
Yeah, with the jump.
Oh, yeah, that was me.
That was you.
That was me. I was strapped to the top of a van, driving around, swerving around downtown Toronto at 4 in the morning for hours. It was cold.
Oh, my God.
And, sticking the drumsticks in and climbing up, swerving. But I was strapped on. But it was pretty crazy.
Did Peter give you a lot of latitude to play the character?
Yeah, absolutely. Peter's very collaborative, and you know, Peter always wants to make. He's very much like he's really an on-story director, and you know, he's very much like we have to make sure that we're telling the story here and making it clear about you know who Fish is and what he wants here and where he's going and. But within that, like he gave me a lot of latitude. I could always improvise and. You know, go off script and,
is there
have fun
be a
with
sequel?
It. Definitely. Yes.
It's
going to be called Transformers 2.
Speaking of which, you're playing a professor in that?
I am, yes.
What's the character like?
I am going to be playing a robot who doesn't turn into a car, turns into a college professor, decides to kind of live a life of quiet in academia. So,
being serious for a second, did you?
No. This coming from a guy with two unicorns humping on his t-shirt. I saw that.
Did you enjoy the first Transformers, and did you ever think you were going to be in a Michael Bay film? One of these big.
I haven't seen the first Transformers. So long. Thanks for coming. I haven't. I should probably watch it.
Are you a fan of Michael Bay?
I should probably check out some of his movies.
Is your role in Transformers 2 a cameo, or is it...
Yeah, it's pretty much a cameo, yeah. I'm just on it for a couple days, yeah.
This is Teddy's first film, big film, so I was working with him, and did he give you pointers? Did you give him pointers, or did you just...
Yeah, Teddy's great. I mean, I think he acted for a couple days on a TV show, but other than that, he hadn't done any really real acting. And he worked with an acting coach, and we were fortunate we were able to get a little bit of rehearsing in on some of the bigger scenes kind of before we went and shot them, because we shot this in such a short period of time, and it was such a pell-mell schedule. But he did fantastically. I mean, he just... really was the character. I mean, it really kind of is him. He's this suburban kid who's this... He's an insane musical genius. I mean, his first album that's kind of out now is really poppy and stuff, but his new stuff that he's doing is really much more inventive and intense and cool. And he's this suburban kid from, like, Buffalo or wherever he's from, and he just was this prodigy. His parents told me the story about how they came in... he was kind of slow in school. They weren't sure what he was going to be doing with his life. And they just would come in and he would just pick up musical instruments. And he would just, like, spend days and he would figure them out. And he played guitar, prodigy, and just drums, piano, anything musical. He just had this just gift. And he plays all his own instruments on his music. But so he just kind of was the character of Curtis, you know, kind of this tortured suburban kid who's just living the rock and roll dream, and he was able to capture that, and Peter was able to help, and So that was pretty cool.
How would Dwight react to being kicked out of a band? Would he react different than Bridget? Yeah.
He would. He would probably blow up the band that kicked him out of it. Or shoot them with a paintball gun, like right on their foreheads or something like that. So, yeah, that would be a little bit different. Yeah.
What was it like working with Christine Applegate?
Like, so awesome. I mean, this girl has been famous for so long. I mean, she was, like, the most famous sex symbol as Kelly Bundy, like, 20 years ago.
Did you have a crush?
Sure. Every American male had a crush on Kelly Bundy, you know? And she's just so cool and laid back and fun and... It was great to work with her, and it was even greater to kiss her. I'm a man.
You're filming for a few days on Transformers.
Yeah.
You obviously are on hiatus from The Office for a little while longer.
Yes.
Are you doing anything else?
I am not. I'm just promoting this movie, this hiatus. There are actually very few movies being shot right now because of the SAG strike. Mm-hmm. So this summer period, there's...
Was that the Banzai Shadowhands movie that you were supposed to do?
Banzai Shadowhands is still being written by me in my spare time.
Are you going to work on that over this summer, then?
That's I've been working on it. I was working on it last week. I was on a little vacation and getting ready to... I handed in our first draft to Jason Reitman, and that's something we're working on together and getting ready to hand in this next draft to him.
And you're also the premier film at the Cinevegas Film Festival.
Yes.
So what is it like to be... premier film at a...
It's crazy. I've never thought of that before. My whole thing was like, I just always wanted to be a working actor, and I just wanted to stop waiting tables. So I just wanted to get better as an actor and make money from it. And like the fact that it's, you know, led me to star in a movie and, you know, go to a film festival is pretty fucking awesome.
What do you relate to most about Fish? What did you see in him?
Well, I really... felt for this guy that gets a chance to grow up and gets a second shot at fame and gets to kind of live his dream, you know. I was an actor for a long, long time, and before I had any kind of real success, I mean, I was always working, so I could certainly relate to someone kind of late in life, like getting another shot at celebrity, but I just really like the heart of Fish. You know, I really like he's a warm guy, an open-hearted guy, and I think that you get to really get behind him because he doesn't really have any other agenda. He wears his heart on his sleeve, you know.
Father, when do you anticipate
last question?
Oh, when do you anticipate going back to the office?
End of July. I anticipate going back to the office in July.
And you'll still be having an affair with Angela?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen there. I have zero clue what's going to happen in season 5. Yeah, what were you going to say?
Sorry, Father's Day is coming up. What do you think about the phrase, Father knows best? True, false?
Didn't you ask me that question before?
Yeah.
No. Someone asked me that same question.
Yeah.
Last night at the MTV Movie Awards.
Oh, no way.
Is that a popular question?
I don't know.
No, they were literally like, Father's Day coming up. Fathers know best?
No,
for real. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
I guess like mine.
Absolutely, Father knows best. Always do what your fathers say. And if you can't find one, then just ask me. I am a father and I know best. Does anyone have any questions?
Thank you that you do.
My 3.5-year-old son always does exactly what I tell him to.
Yeah.
Not at all.
All right, thanks. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.